जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी यशोदानन्दन व्रजनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी Thank you. जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव माय सुभद्रा जय बाल गोपाल जय श्रीनाथ जी जय बाल गोपाल जय श्री गोवर्धन जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपा प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की बाल गोपाल श्रीनाथ जी भगवान की गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौर श्रील प्रभुपाद की विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महाविदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमाप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नाम्ने गौरक्षे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू कमिंग टू डिट्रॉयट इस्कॉन टेम्पल देवसरन मंदिर फॉर सेलिब्रेटिंग विद अस दिस वेरी ऑस्पिशियस फेस्टिवल विजयदशमी ऑल्सो नोन एज दशहरा So today we'll discuss a little bit about the pastime of Lord Ramchandra killing the demon Ravana. Anybody new here very first time? For the very first time? Okay, welcome. Is everybody familiar about what is Vijayadashmi? What is Dashara? Who is Lord Ram? Anybody familiar with what is Vijayadashmi? Anybody who doesn't know what is Vijayadashmi? What is Dashara? Who is Lord Ram? Okay. So Vijay Dashmi or Dashara, it's a celebration of the victory of good over bad, the victory of righteousness over unrighteousness, victory of truth over untruthfulness, victory of dharma over adharma. So that is the festival which is celebrated as Vijayadashmi. It's celebrated when Lord Ram, who is the Supreme Lord himself, who descended on this planet Earth to destroy the demonic forces. He killed one of the very powerful demonic force, the person known as the demon king Ravan. So that is what the festival of Dashara is known as. So we'll discuss particularly about this particular pastime of Lord's killing this demon Ravana, and how it signifies to improve our daily life. So when we are going to discuss about Lord Ram's pastime, let's pay our obeisances at the feet of Lord Ramchandra.
Lokabhiramam Ranarangadhiram Rajivanetram Raghuvanshanatham Karunyarupam Karunakarantam Shri Ramachandram Sharanam Prapadye.
Ramam Ramanujam Sitam Bharatam Bharatanujam Sugrivam Vayu Sunansha Pranamami Punah Punah. I again and again pay my humble obeisances at the feet of Lord Ramchandra, along with his younger brother Lakshman, mother Sita, Bharat and his brother Shatrughan, Sugriva, the Pavanputra Hanuman. I pay my obeisances at their lotus feet again and again. So Ramayana, which is the whole epic which describes the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. So Ramayana is considered as the literary incarnation of Lord Ramchandra. The same way as Srimad Bhagavatam is considered as literary incarnation of Lord Krishna, Ramayana is the literary incarnation of Lord Ramchandra, describing all the pastimes of Lord Ram. Many, many people have written Ramayana. Originally, Valmiki ji wrote Ramayana, and then there are many other Ramayans in the regional language as Ramacharitmanas, Anand Ramayana, and like that. So Ramayana, it can be considered as the house of Lord Ramachandra. And this Ramayana has seven khanda. The seven khandas are like the seven houses or the seven rooms within this house where Lord Ramchandra reside. So beginning with Balya Kand, then Ayodhya Kand, Aranya Kand, Kishkinda Kand, Sundar Kand, Yuddha Kand and Uttar Kand. So like that, there are seven khanda which are like the seven rooms of Lord Ram's residence. And we are going to discuss little bit, maybe directly jump into Yuddha Kand. We are discussing about Vijayadashmi. So before we begin, I will request everybody, if you can put your cell phones into vibrate mode or switch it off so that there is no disturbance in killing of Ravana. So when Valmiki ji wrote Ramayana, Valmiki ji said this Ramayana or the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra are so elaborate. Even if I take the whole sky, if I use the whole sky as paper and the water from all the oceans as ink, still it will not be enough to write the pastimes, the glories of Lord Ramchandra. So it's so huge, the glories of Lord Ramchandra. It cannot be narrated. Even the whole Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, Valmiki ji is saying, and we are trying to discuss maybe another 45 minutes to 1 hour at the most. So we'll be able to just touch a little bit, just scratch over the title. From the ocean of Lord Ram's glory, maybe just drink the few drops of this nectar. So when Lord Ramachandra appeared, say he killed this demon Ravana. So let's go over a little bit history of Ravana. Who was Ravana? Everybody knows the history of Ravana. He is known as a demoniac king, but he was born in a Brahmana family and very high class Brahmana, a great sage. So if you know the sage Pulatsya, he was the descendant in the house of Pulatsya Rishi. Pulatsya Rishi, he had a son, Visharapa. And once there's three demons, Malyavan, Mali and Sumali. So these three demons, they had one daughter. Malyavan had a daughter, Kekasi. And they desired that we would like our generations to come to be more powerful, and we will like our daughter to get married to a Brahmana. So they sent Kekasi to Visharva to attract Visharva, get married with him and beget a nice child. So Kekasi come in front of Visharva, attracts him. Visharva says, what do you want? I want to marry you. See, that time girl giving a proposal, proposing a male. I want to marry you. And as a Brahmana, he accepted this desire of this girl. So he married Kekasi, and through them were born these three brothers. Ravana, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana. So these three brothers were born in a high class Brahmana family. But still, Ravana is known as a demon king. So this emphasizes, this signifies a very big principle here. The birth in a particular family does not matter. What matters the most is our activities. Sometimes people think, oh, I'm born in a very high class Brahmana family, or I'm born in a very wealthy aristocratic family. And they feel proud of being born in a high family. It's not the high class family where we take birth, it's our activities. The activities we perform, which describe what will be in future, how people will remember us. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, guna karma bhivagasha. I made this division of society based on guna and karma. Their nature they have acquired and the activities they perform, not based on the birth. But people become puffed up because of their birth in a particular family. People want to become famous. And people do so many different activities to become famous. People want to become a big doctor, a lawyer, a politician, a celebrity, a film star or a sports star, and think they will become famous. That fame does not lie long. It does not last for long. But if somebody becomes a devotee of the Lord, his fame, he becomes famous all over the world. There are so many examples in the history, like Mirabai, Narasingh Mehta, our own Srila Prabhupada, who gave this message of Krishna consciousness, and he became famous throughout the world. Throughout the world he is known. So a person, but if on the contrary, if somebody becomes envious of the Supreme Lord, there is no place for him. But if somebody becomes a devotee, he became famous. So Ravana, even though he was born in a high class Brahmana family, he is known as a demon king. And sometimes people say, badnaam hue to kya hua, naam to hua. What if I became infamous? Still fame is there. So Ravana is in that category. So Ravana performed so many sinful, heinous activities. It was a big burden on Mother Earth. And Mother Earth finally, in the form of cow, she approached the demigods, which in turn went to Lord Vishnu, requesting him to destroy these demonic forces. And Lord Ram, Lord appeared in the form of Lord Ramachandra. So when Lord Ram was present, so I will jump directly to the pastime related with the killing of Ravana. Ravana did another big sinful activity, when Lord Ramchandra along with Mother Sita was residing in forest, Ravana kidnapped Mother Sita. And he took Mother Sita, after kidnapping her, he took her to his country, his city, Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is the city of gold, made of gold. So this is another characteristic which defines the nature of a person. He had a golden city, the whole city made of gold. He had so many opulences, he had so many of the celestial women to enjoy. Still he was not satisfied. That is another nature. No matter what, how much we get, we have the tendency to get more and more and more. I want more, I want more. He had the whole city of made of gold. Here somebody may not even have a house made of gold. What about house? Even a room not made of gold. If somebody gets a small opulence, one becomes so puffed up. And our tendency is also the same way. We want to get more and more and more. So Ravana kidnapped wife of Lord Ramachandra, Mother Sita, and took her to his country, Sri Lanka. And Lord Ramachandra was searching for his wife in the forest, calling out for his wife. And later on he made allies with the Vanara leader, Sugriva. And then Sugriva, after becoming friend with Lord Ramachandra, Sugriva sent his army in search of Mother Sita in all four directions. So the party of the Sugriv army which went into the south side, it had many great, great warriors in that. And one of them was Hanumanji. Everybody know Hanumanji? So Hanumanji, he went in search of Mother Sita. When they reached at the shore of the ocean, he was reminded of his strength. See again, I'm going a little fast here to come to the particular pastime we want to discuss. So Hanumanji went, he jumped over the whole ocean. Crossing the ocean, he came into Sri Lanka. And in the Sri Lanka, the one major activity which he did, people remember now also, he burned the whole Lanka. So people talk sometime about management. Okay? What kind of management is considered as good management? What is the principle of management? Low investment, maximum output. And there cannot be no better management guru than Hanumanji. What did he do? So he burned the whole Lanka in service of Lord Ram, did not spend anything from the side of Ram. He took the oil from Ravana's side, took all the cloth from Ravana's side, took the matchstick of Ravana's side, and burned the city also of Ravana. So least expense and maximum output for Ram's side. So he is the best management guru, if you want to take lesson in management. So Lord Hanumanji, he went into Lanka, he burned Ravana's Lanka, found Mother Sita, and then he came back. He wanted to give this news of Mother Sita, where she is, in what condition she is. And when he came back, what he was saying? Another quality of a great devotee. What was Hanumanji saying? He did not say, actually he was saying, Sita found I, Sita found I. He was shouting, Sita found I, Sita found I. And the other Vanara say, what are you saying? First learn to say proper, straightforward. I found Sita, I found Sita. He was saying, Sita found I. And when people ask, why you are saying like this? He said, when Lord Ram will hear the word Sita, first of all Sita, he will become very happy hearing the word of Mother Sita, name of Mother Sita. Then he will hear found. Oh, somebody has found Sita. Then it doesn't matter who found it. That's why I'm saying Sita found I, Sita found I. So another lesson we can take from Hanumanji. What should be the service attitude? When we do service, what happens in our circle sometimes? We are so puffed up doing any service. We want to take credit. See, I did such a nice service. Oh, I did this great festival. I did this great service. I am doing the Sunday fee sponsor, I am giving this much donation, I am doing this, I am doing that. So we have this tendency to take credit. So if we learn from Hanumanji, doesn't matter, the first point should be, is Lord Ram pleased or not? After that, whoever did it, that comes last. So Lord Ram heard the news, okay, Sita is found, next, what next? Now the whole army, we need to go to Lanka, rescue Mother Sita from Ravana. So they make the whole army, bring the whole army towards Lanka. The whole army comes at the shore of the ocean. Now again the question is, okay, how to cross this ocean? How this whole big army of Vanaras will cross this ocean and go into Lanka to fight with Ravana? So when they are at the ocean, one of Ravana's brother, Bhivishan, he is also humiliated by Ravana. He is trying to make Ravana understand that you are doing very wrong. You should return Mother Sita. You don't know who Ram is. Better you return Mother Sita to Ram. Otherwise, your destruction is very soon. And Ravana doesn't like it. If you tell any demon, don't do this, don't indulge in sense enjoyment, they become even more angry. So he chastises his brother and throw him out. You get out of here. So Bhivishana, he came on the other side of the ocean where Lord Ram and his whole army is there. And when the Vanaras saw somebody coming from Lanka side, they became suspicious. Who is this person? Maybe he is the spy of Ravana. Let's catch him. And Hanuman says, no, I know him. When I went into Lanka, I know this. He is a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. He is not our enemy. So Lord Ramachandra, he came. He paid obeisances to Lord Ramachandra. Please take me into your shelter. I want to accept your shelter. And Lord Ramachandra immediately picked him up and put him into his chest. He says, I declare you to be the king of Lanka. You are Lankadhipati, Lankadhish. And all the Vanaras, they're saying, how come? We have not even gone to Lanka. We haven't even killed Ravana yet. We haven't even gone the victory yet. And you are giving Lanka to Bhivishana. What if we don't win? Forget that. What if Ravana also come later and take your shelter? So Lord Ramachandra says, if Ravana also come later, I will let him keep Lanka. And I will give him Ayodhya. I will give Bhivishana Ayodhya. And the people say, Ayodhya, your brother, younger brother, Bharat is ruling over Ayodhya. He says, I know Bharat. He will not go by my words. If Bharat want, I will give him my eternal abode, Saket Dham. So that is the glory of Lord Ramachandra. And he gave the Lanka to Bhivishana without even first winning it. The same Lanka, when Ravana got the Lanka, how much endeavor he had to do to get this Lanka. He did so many austerities, worship of Lord Shiva to please him, to get this golden palace, golden city Lanka. And he was cutting off his head one by one. Ravana had 10 heads. He is known as 10-headed Ravana, Dashanan. Chalat Dashanan Dolati Avani. So when this 10-headed Ravana used to walk, the whole Mother Earth will tremble with fear. So he was cutting his head one by one and putting him into sacrificial fire to please the Lord, please Lord Shiva to get this kingdom, the golden kingdom. So he did so much of austerity to get this Sri Lanka, the Soneki Lanka. And here Vishnu, he comes, just pay obeisances to Lord Ram, just surrenders unto Lord Ram, and Lord Ram gives him Lanka without any much endeavor. So that is the glory of Lord Ramachandra. People in this world, they take shelter of so many different people to get any benediction, any boon. People approach some celebrities, some politicians to get their some work done. They approach different Devi Devatas, do so much austerities. But if somebody takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, Lord Ram, they can directly fulfill their desire, give them everything what they want. So Lord Ram gave him Sri Lanka, make him the king of Lanka. Now the question comes, he is asking Bhivishana, please tell us how we can take our army to Lanka. Bhivishana says, if we have to take this army to Lanka, you should try to please Samudra Dev, Varun, so that he will give you the path. So you should pray to Lord Varun Dev to get the path to cross this whole ocean to go into the other side. And Lord Ram starts smiling. He doesn't say anything to Bhivishana, but he starts smiling. Why was Lord Ram smiling? He knew Varun Dev will never be He will never appear if I pray to Him. What will happen if I pray to Him and if He appears? What will it show? That He is my worshipable deity. And Varundev will never do that. But Lord Ram did not mention this. He said, okay, I will follow what you are saying. So Lord Ram want to do austerity to please Varundev. He takes a vow to fast. And Lakshmana is saying, don't waste time in fasting at all. We are Kshatriyas. Let's just chastise Varuna. Let him make him appear. Ram said, no, let's fast. I will do the austerities to please Varundev. And he starts fasting. So here, Lord Ram himself, he was observing the austerities, fasting. So 1 day, 2 days, 3 days go by. Varundev doesn't appear. Finally, Lord Ram becomes angry. He tells Arjuna, he tells Lakshmana, bring my saranga bow and bring my arrows like serpents. I'm going to shoot this arrow at Varundev or at the ocean. So Lord Ram becomes very angry. He gets his bow, puts an arrow on it and start ready to get shoot the arrow on the ocean. And the ocean became so fearful, it start boiling. It became red, hot, start boiling. All the species living in the water, they became fearful. And then Varundev appears out of fear. So Varundev was also waiting. He's thinking, I will not go until Lord Ram is doing, he is worshipping me. I don't want to prove to the world that I am superior than Lord Ram. Otherwise I will become a laughing stock in front of others. That, oh, your position, you think you are better than Ram. So he was waiting. Now Lord Ram is angry, now I will come. This is befitting my position. Let him chastise me. So Varundev, he comes, he appears there in the form of, in the guise of a Brahmana. With a plate full of all the pearls and monies from the bottom of the ocean. So what is the significance of Varundev appearing in the form of a Brahmana, disguising himself in the form of a Brahmana? See, all the pastimes of the Lord, if we listen, if we read all the pastimes of the Lord, there are so many principles behind them. All this Puran, the histories, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all the narrations, there is so much principle. People sometimes say, oh, I want to go directly, I want to read Upanishads, I want to read this philosophy. But in Kali Yuga, we cannot even understand one shloka of the Upanishads. It will go all over our head. That's why Vedavyasji, he gave all the Puranas in front, before the start of Kali Yuga. So through the medium of all these narrations of Lord's activity, Lord pastime, his reciprocation with his devotees, we can learn the principles. So here Varundev appeared in the form of a Brahmana because Brahmanas are dear to the Lord. Lord is never angry with the Brahmanas, or Lord is never going to hurt the Brahmana. So when Lord becomes angry, Varundev appears as a Brahmana, that Lord is not going to become angry or shoot an arrow at me. So Brahmanas are very dear. As when we pray to the Lord, when we offer the bhoga, we say, go Brahmanaya hitaya cha. He is the benefactor of the cows and the Brahmanas. And we can learn from the pastime of Lord Krishna also, one very significant pastime, which again demonstrates the same point. When Jarasandha was attacking Mathura to revenge for Kansa, so Jarasandha attacked 17 times, and every time Krishna will destroy the whole army. But leave Jarasandha, he will not kill Jarasandha. Jarasandha will bring the Sena, the army, which is so huge. The Jarasandha's army is bigger than the Kauravas and Pandavas' army put together when the Kurukshetra war happened. So Kaurava and Pandava, their Sena was 11 Akshani and 7 Akshani, respectively. But Jarasandha's army was 23 Akshani, bigger than both Pandavas and Kauravas put together. And Krishna and Balaram alone, they will destroy the whole army. Let Jarasandha go. 17 times Jarasandha attacked. Every year he will go back, collect the big army again, find the demons throughout the world, bring the army again to attack on Krishna. And Krishna will again kill everybody. Let Jarasandha go. And 18th time before attacking, Jarasandha came to know Brahmanas are very dear to Krishna. So he invited all the Brahmanas for a big prasadam feeding. So he invited all the Brahmanas, please come. And there is a prasadam serving. All will be fed nicely. So all the Brahmanas came. When all the Brahmanas were done eating, Jarasandha took the mic. He started announcing, now eating is done. Let's come to the next part. The reason I invited you all is, you all give me blessing that this time I become victorious against Krishna. If I lose this time, I will come back and I will kill you all. So he forced the Brahmanas to give him blessing. And Krishna came to know, he came with the blessing of Brahmana, and Brahmana's life is at risk. So that time Krishna decided that let him defeat me this time. So he killed the army, but he pretended to run away from the war field. That's why we know Krishna as a Ranchod Rai. He ran away, he pretended to run away from the war field. So from that pastime we can see, Brahmanas are so dear to the Lord. He never want to hurt, he is always protecting the Brahmanas. So here Varundev came disguised as Brahmanas. Another important point, he brought a plate full of pearls, the monies, as a gift to the Lord. He did not come empty handed. He brought something as a gift to the Lord. So the point we can learn from this is, whenever we come in front of the Lord, when we come to the temple of the Lord, any festival celebration, we should bring some gift for the Lord. We should donate something, or from our side, some offering to the Lord. Some people may say, why to give to the Lord? He owns everything. Everything is Lord's property. What is the point of giving to the Lord? Assume a father has two sons, and the two sons going to Vijayadashmi Mela. They come to a fair for Vijayadashmi, and he gives $50 to both the sons. And one son go, he eat all this jalebi, samosa, kachori, pakoda, everything, enjoy by himself, spend all $50. The second son, he used that $50 which father gave, buy some nice gift, some jalebi, samosa for father, and take it back to father. See, father, I brought it for you from this fair. What will be father's feeling? He will be so happy that rather than he enjoying himself, he thought of me. He brought something back for me. So next time if the father want to give, he will give $50 to that child who just spent on himself, enjoy it. But for the other child, he will give much more. He knows, because he is utilizing in a better way. He cares for me. So same way, when we spend something for Lord, when we give something to Lord, he reciprocates, he gives us much more. We may give to Lord with two hands. How much we have, we can just give with two hands. But Lord has thousands and thousands of hands when he wants to give us back. So the principle here is to give something as a gift to Lord. And Lord is not asking for pearls and jewels and all that. We can give based on our capacity. We don't have to bring a 24 karat gold ring or a diamond ring for the Lord. We can give based on little bit, whatever we can afford for the Lord. And he says, patram pushpam phalam toyam, whatever you can afford, give me as a flower, a leaf, water, fruit. I accept that offered with love and devotion. So Varundev brought this gift, and Lord becomes pleased, he becomes pacified, and he asked Varundev, please give me the way to go to the Lanka. I want to take my army, please give me way from here in the middle of the ocean. And Varundev says, Prabhu, this is your material nature, you create this nature and you put together all these laws. If I give you the way from the middle of the ocean, it will break the law of your own nature. You are Maryada Purushottam. Please do something so that the people to come in generations, they will remember you. Do something like that. So what should I do? How to make my army go on the other side? So Varundev say, please build a bridge over me from this side of the ocean, south side, Rameshwaram to Lanka. In your army, there are two great architects, Nal and Neel. With the help of them, you build a bridge, Setu. And that bridge is known as Rama Setu. And Lord Ram built that bridge. So how he built that bridge? Very wonderful bridge of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram built this bridge. You know how the bridge is? What are the qualities of that bridge? Today, if somebody had to build a bridge, a flyover, 2 mile flyover, they take years and years. Few years to build that bridge, and it may break down after few years. Lord Ram built the bridge, and that is 100 yojan in length. One yojan is 8 mile. So 800 mile long bridge, and 10 yojan wide because of the shape of the bridge. So 80 mile in width, 800 mile in length. So he asked Nal and Neel, okay, what? How are you going to build this bridge? What shape will you use to build this bridge? So he said, we will build this bridge in Z shape. Why not straight in one line? Why Z shape? So that it can handle the lateral forces from the sides. So this bridge is in a Z shape, not as a straight. And how they build the bridge? Another characteristic, when they start putting all big boulders, started bringing the boulders. So the first point here, I was saying the very special bridge of Lord Ram. And same way, Lord Ram's army is also very special. How is Lord Ram's army? In a country, if somebody have a build a big army to fight with the enemy, so one particular country has the biggest budget for the army. The defense has the biggest budget in the overall country. Lord Ram's army is zero budget. $0 cost for Lord Ram's army. All these vanaras, billions and billions, gazillions of vanaras, and no salary for the vanaras. No uniform for the vanaras, no retirement saving plan, no 401k. They are serving Lord Ram. So there is no expense and no weapons. No AK-47 and big missiles and anything. What are they using? Boulders and trees and all that. That is their weapon. So $0 cost Lord Ram's army. So when they started building this bridge, what are they doing is, Hanuman was thinking, we are going to build this bridge over the ocean. How will it stand on this water? So when we build a flyover, there are so many pillars. Even 2 mile long flyover, 2 mile long bridge, it has so many pillars to support. Lord Ram's bridge, no pillar at the bottom. One straight over the ocean. No support at all. So Hanuman was thinking, how are we going to build this bridge to stay? And he was scribbling something. See, when you are in a little distress, you take a piece of paper and pen and you are scribbling something. And sometimes people start scribbling and they start writing their signatures in cursive and different manners. And when Hanuman was doing this scribbling, what was he doing? He was scribbling Lord Ram's name. So he was scribbling Lord Ram's name on a stone, and one stone fell down in the water. And it started floating. And Hanuman said, yes, that's the idea. Put Lord Ram's name on the stone, put it in water, and they will start floating. So he called all the Vanara army. Please come, bring big boulders and let's put it into the water. So they started writing the name of Lord Ram and putting it into the water, and all the stones are floating. So all the Vanaras are bringing the stones, writing Lord Ram's name and building this bridge like that. This also gives a very nice principle here. So they are writing the name of Lord Ram on the dead stones, and the stones start floating. Same with this material world. It's like a ocean of miseries. And if we decorate our tongues with the name of Lord Ram, we can cross over this ocean of miseries. They were the dead stones. We are like alive people. If we decorate our tongues with the name of Ram, we can get the maximum benediction. Cross over this ocean of material miseries. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So like that they were building the bridge, and Lord Ram is watching. See, they are doing so much service, maybe I should also try something. Let me not disturb all that. So Lord Ram went on a little side, little distance. He took a stone, said, they are writing my name and I am Ram myself. So he just took a stone and put it in the water. And that stone sank. And Lord Ram is looking here, and I hope nobody saw it. And Hanuman was standing behind, watching and smiling. He said, Prabhu, you are giving a nice principle in this also. You are demonstrating that bigger than you is your name. Ram se bada Ram ka naam. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way than the name of the Lord. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga especially, Lord appears in the form of His holy name. Kaliyuga kebal nama adhara simur simur utre nar para. In Kaliyuga, people will chant the holy name and they will cross over this ocean of material miseries. So you are giving a very nice principle. And another principle you are demonstrating is, if you throw somebody, he is guaranteed to drown. Jisko aapne hi fenk diya, wo to dubega hi dubega. So we should take shelter of the holy name. So like that, they build the big bridge just in a mere 5 days. They finish the construction of this bridge. No pillar to support. And as now the next part is to go over the other side. And Bhavishana or Ravana on the other side, he is constantly hearing the news. What is happening on the other side? Ram has appeared, he has or approached there and he is building a bridge. Mandodari hears this and he gives a big lecture to Ravana. You know, still time. Go to Ram, return his wife if you want to be alive. Please go return. See, I am hearing this big miraculous task. They are building a bridge over the ocean. Have you ever heard that? Somebody build a bridge over the ocean. They are doing this miraculous task. If somebody wants to take enmity with somebody, we should know their power and intelligence first. And you don't know anything about Ram. You don't know his power, his intelligence. And you took enmity with Ram. Please go return his wife and save your life. And Ravana is neglecting. You are envious. You think Sita will be take your position. You are envious. That's why you are speaking like that. So many people try to give good counsel to Ravana. Mandodari, his wife, try to give counsel. His Nana, Malyavan, try to give good counsel. His son Prahastha tried to give him good counsel. He rejected everybody's proposal. That's why we say Vinashakale Vipreeta Buddhi. When somebody's destruction is close, he loses all his intelligence. He doesn't want to hear any good counsel. That is a demonic tendency. Somebody is in the obstacle. As obstacle in our sense gratification, we became envious to that person, enemy to that person. So Ravana did not hear any good counsel. He was sending his spies constantly. One after another, he was sending his spies. Shuka, one of his spies with the name Shuka, he went disguised as a parrot. As soon as he came disguised as parrot, all these wanderers, they're not watching who is flying in the sky, parrot or somebody. They did not pay attention. But Bhavishana saw. He is Ravana's spy, Shuka. And he told all the vanaras. And vanaras caught hold of him. Mukka, laad, this, that. They started beating this person. He started shouting, save me, I am Ravana's messenger. I am not a spy. He started calling out to Lord Ram, please save me, you are Maryada Purushottam. You are Dhridhrata Dharmapalan. So please save me. And Lord Ram told him, don't beat him up, leave him. And then he sent another spies, Shardul, Sharan, Mahodar, like that Ravana sent so many different spies. Once he was asking his spy, Shardul, tell me the news of the enemy side, enemy party, what kind of preparations they are doing. He told Ravana, see, they are on the other side of the ocean, but if there is no noise on our side, if there is no item songs going on, see in Ravana in Sri Lanka, all the time they are having party, enjoying, all the item songs are going on and this, that. See, if there is so peaceful environment, no music and all that going on, from the other side, you can hear the sounds coming from other side. All this army, they are so much enthusiastic, they are glorifying Lord Ram. Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. And also, they are saying, Ravan Murdavad, Ravan Murdavad. So if you have so much quiet here, you can hear all that. And Ravana did not pay attention to all that. He was asking all his ministers, what do you think of opponent's army's power? All these people, all his ministers, they are pumping up Ravana. Doesn't matter, they are all vanaras. What can vanaras do? They are our food. We will cut them and eat them. We are rakshasas, we will eat up all these vanaras. There was Ravana's son also sitting there, Prahastha. He said, There was one Vanara came earlier, Hanuman, and he burned up the whole city. And now there are thousands and thousands of like that. And now you are saying we will eat them up all. Where were your appetite when this Hanuman came? Were you all on hunger strike or were you all not hungry that time? So Prahastha tried to give good counsel to Ravana. Right now also, if you take a leaf of grass in the middle of your teeth and go beg Ravana for go to Ram and beg forgiveness, he will forgive you. And Ravana neglected. So this whole Lord Ram's army, all this Vanar Sena, came on this side, entered into Lanka. Lord Ram is still thinking of peace. He still wants peace. Let's still try for peace. Even if Ram asks for forgiveness now, return Mother Sita, I will forgive him still. He sends Angad. So he sends Angad into Ravana's assembly as a final peace messenger, peace negotiation. Angad comes in Ravana's assembly. Ravana is asking, who are you? What is your background? And Angad says, if I tell you my name and my father's name, you will start trembling in fear. Who is your father? My father's name is Bali. And Ravana really started shivering. What happened at one time? Ravana heard of Bali. He had some kind of itchiness. Whenever he heard of some Yodha, he wanted to go and fight with him. So once he heard of Bali, and Bali had a niyam, he had a rule, he will do his Gayatri 3 times of a day at 3 different places. So one Gayatri he does in Badrinath, one Gayatri in Dwarka, and one Gayatri at the shore of Ganga somewhere. So he does his 3 Gayatri at 3 far away different places. So he will do his morning Gayatri at one place, then jump from another place, go to another place. So Ravana came to attack on Bali or to challenge him, and Bali was doing his Gayatri that time. And Ravana started attacking from the back. Bali was doing Gayatri. He took Ravana's neck under his armpit and he pulled him like that. So he finished his Gayatri. Then he jumped for the second place to do his next afternoon Gayatri with Ravana like that. He did his Gayatri, then jumped to the third place. So Ravana like that throughout the day in under Bali's armpit. And at the end, when he was done in the evening, he left him. Who are you? What do you want? So Ravana ran away from there. So like that, Ravana knew who Bali is, and when Angada told him Bali's son, Ravana became fearful. After that, actually he made alliance with Bali. So whenever he finds something more powerful, he will make alliance, made in front. So he made Bali as his friend. So when Bali told him Bali's son, Angad told him Bali's son, Ravana said, oh, Bali was my friend, so you should be on my side. And Bali said, forget it. Angada said, forget it. You are, even my father took enmity towards Lord Ram and he is sitting somewhere else now. He went into Pralok. And you are also going to go to same destination. And right now also time is there. You can return Mother Sita. And I promise Lord Ram will go back without harming. And Ravana said, no. And then Angad gave another proposal. I'm going to put my foot. I'm going to stick my foot here. If any one of you can move my foot, even a little bit, we will accept the defeat. And I promise we will go back with whole army without taking Mother Sita. I promise Lord Ram will do that if you move my foot. Now somebody was saying, how come Bali is giving such a big promise without consulting Lord Ram? So devotee, he has so much conviction on Lord, he thinks Lord will make my promise go true. Avashya rakshibe Krishna. Lord will protect me in all stages. Name bhaktya pranashyati, as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita also. Name bhaktya pranashyati. So Angad put his foot there. all these different warriors in Ravana's assembly. They try to move Angad's foot. Nobody is able to move. Finally, Ravan comes down from his Singhasana. He wants to hold onto Angad's foot to move it. And Angad takes away his foot. Then why you want to fall into my foot? Even if you fall at somebody's feet at all, fall at Lord Ram's feet. He will forgive you immediately. Even though you did so much, still he will forgive you. And Ravana still did not budge. That is demoniac propensity. And finally, the war took place. All Ravana's warrior, the first day itself, Ravana's 50% army was finished. And this whole war is going on. Ravana keeps sending his different big great warriors. On Ravana's side, there are so many warriors, like his own son Meghanath. He's also known as Indrajit, who has won victory of Indra. Kumbhakaran, his brother Kumbhakaran. So like that, there are so many great powerful warrior on Ravana's side also. There is Narantaka, who makes terror among the human beings. Then there is another warrior known as Devantaka, who brings terror among the demigods. So all these warriors are coming one after another to fight with Lord's army, Vanar Sena. And these Vanars just attacking with stones and trees and all that. They're destroying all these big warriors. So there's a big description of this whole war, which continued for 10 days. So we'll not go into all the detail, who killed which demon. So we'll jump right into the climax. Lord Ram's killing of Ravana. So when everybody is killed, finally Kumbhakarna is killed. They woke up Kumbhakarna from his deep sleep. Kumbhakarna also told that you have done such a big mistake. Kumbhakarna also told Ravana, you have done such a big mistake. But he still went to fight on Ravana's side. So Kumbhakarna is killed, Meghanath is killed, all this Narantaka, Devantaka, all these big warriors from Ravana's side is killed. Finally, Ravana comes himself to fight with Lord Ram's army. So Ravana is on a big mystic chariot. And Ram is on foot, on ground. So Indra sends his chariot for Lord Ram to help. Everybody want to help. They want to participate on the side of Ram. So all these demigods. So Indra gives his chariot to Lord Ram and gives his personal charioteer, Sarathi. So now Lord Ram and Ravana, they are in front of each other. Lord Ram shoots his arrow, chops Ravana's head. He cuts down Ravana's head. Again after some time, Ravana's head comes back. He cuts another head, again another head comes back. So actually in that time it was one Ravana. Now in Kali Yuga there are many Ravanas. Ravana is within all of us actually in one sense. So Ram was cutting Ravana's head, it will come back, appear back again. Same way, there is some Ravana inside us. We go to some nice satsang program, we hear some pravachan, and we hear so many fault within us, within this Kali Yuga, our head goes down with shame. As soon as we go out of satsanga, this head again comes up. Like Ravana's head is cut down, again comes up. So Lord is cutting Ravana's head, 1, 2, 3, 10. It again comes back up, pops back again. So now Lord Ram is looking at Bhavishana. He is finally testing, another final test of Bhavishana. How to destroy this demon. So Bhavishana says, to destroy this demon king Ravana, he has a nectar pot, Amrit, in his navel, nabi. So you shoot arrow at his navel to dry up that nectar, then he will be killed. So Lord Ram finally takes his arrow, puts it on his bow, Saranga, shoots that arrow becomes 31 arrows. cutting down 10 heads of Ravana, the 20 arms of Ravana, and pierces into the navel of Ravana, drying up all this nectar, and Ravana's whole body, that gigantic body, falls down dead. And while falling down, from Ravana's mouth finally comes out the name, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. This is how Lord Ram finally killed this demon Ravana. Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai. So that time, now what lessons we can learn from Ramayana, or what lesson we can learn from this whole pastime. So that time it was one Ravana. Now there are many, many Ravanas, and all this Ravana is represented by the demonic-like propensities which are within us. And what are these propensities? This lust, anger, greed, envy, pride. These are all like Ravana-like propensities within us. So that Ravana is within us. That Kumbhakarna. What does Kumbhakarna represent? Kumbhakarna represents lethargy, procrastination. Even on the path of bhakti, we become lazy. There is so much of laziness to engage in any activity, any service. So that Kumbhakarna is within us. Meghnath, Indrajit, what does the Indrajit represent? He represents blind ambition. We have so many ambitions in life. I want to achieve this, that. We are always looking at others and thinking he has something bigger than me. I want to get that. So there are so many blind ambitions. So Meghnath is also within us. So every year we celebrate Dashara. We burn the effigies of Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Meghnath. But if we keep this Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Meghnath residing in our heart, what is the point of burning the effigies externally if we keep the Ravana alive within us? So going to this Vijayadashmi Mela, this celebration, this also becomes like sense enjoyment. Go eat nice, have sense enjoyment, watch some nice drama, but burn the effigies, clap your hands, enjoy. But there is no transformation. So that is all external. But we need to introspect, burn these demonic-like propensities hidden within our heart. This Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Meghnath hidden within our heart. So otherwise we are just going with all this ahara nidra bhaya maithunam, with all this eating, sleeping, mating, defending, going with our life. So either we are in the mood stage with all these anarthas in our heart, or sometime what happens if we start coming, if sometime our intelligence says, oh no, all this I'm doing is very wrong, I need to take to this process, engage myself in bhakti, but sometimes that voice is so low volume in the background, it gets neglected, ignored. And somehow if somebody start coming to association, start listening, get some understanding a little bit, with that also sometimes what happens is some pride comes in us. Oh, now I have got little knowledge. I myself have gone 7 days, now I start becoming leader of others. Oh, I know so much. What do you know? I go to temple. What do you know? I do so many service. What do you know? So both ways, either somebody is a mood with all those demon-like propensities there, lust, anger, greed, or on the other side, this pride start coming. So one way or other, this Ravana-like head is popping up. So we need to curb that. Our heart right now may be like Lanka. If all these demon-like propensities are there, then it's not like Ayodhya, it's like Lanka, where Ravana is living. So we need to make our heart, transform our heart from Lanka into Ayodhya. And how we can transform that? What does Ayodhya mean? Ayodhya means a yuddha. A yuddha means there is no war. In our heart right now, every time war is going on. So much frustration, so much of dualities. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I come to temple? Should I watch a basketball match? Should I come to temple? Watch a movie? So every time this dualities, these things are there. Every time war is going on within our mind, there is no peace. So right now it's like Lanka. But we need to transform into Ayodhya. Ayuddha Saiti Ayodhya. So how we can transform that? when we can bring the holy name, take shelter of the holy name, destroy this demon-like propensities, these anarthas of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, kill down those and put a throne for Lord Ram to come, enter into that and sit there, then our heart can transform into Ayodhya. In Ayodhya, after Lord Ram got the victory, got Mother Sita back, came back, Lord Ram ruled over Ayodhya for 11,000 years. And during that rule of Lord Ram, the whole citizens were so peaceful. There was no calamity, no distress. Everybody was so peaceful. Now also people look for Ram Rajya. They desire for Ram Rajya. So that time people had so much peace, no calamity. Why? Because they never compared with anybody. So that is another problem we have. Why our heart cannot be like Ayodhya? Why it's Lanka? Because there's so much comparison. We always are comparing with others. People are comparing, oh, he has a big house, big bungalow, I want big house. Oh, he got a nice big car, I want big car. Oh, he got a big job with so much salary, I want a big promotion. So every time we are looking for others, how much they have, not being satisfied with what I have. And always in distress, always in misery. Once a person want to find which is the most peaceful or enjoying bird in the forest, so he went into the forest looking after for who is most peaceful, happy bird. So he came to the crow. He told crow, I think you are the most happy, peaceful, you can fly around anywhere. Crow said, what? I am not peaceful. I am so distressed. As soon as I open my mouth, people want to throw stones at me. I am so miserable. I think this cuckoo, she is happy. She is peaceful. She is also black in color, but her voice is so sweet. So I think she is happy and peaceful. So he asked crow, okay, come with me. Let's go to cuckoo and ask her. So they come to the cuckoo. Are you happy? Are you peaceful? Cuckoo said, my voice is very sweet and all, but I am not happy. See, I am blackish in color. Look at the swan. Swan is white in color, floating on the water. I think swan is happy and peaceful. Let's go to the swan. Ask the swan. Come to the swan. Ask the same question. Are you happy and peaceful? Swan says, see, I am just one color. Just one white color. Look at the parrot. Green in color and red beak. He is multicolor. He is happy. So let's go to the parrot and ask the parrot, are you happy and peaceful? They come to the parrot. Parrot says, see, I am just two colors. Green and red beak. Look at the peacock. Multicolor and he dances. Peacock dances so nicely and people are so attracted to the peacock. He may be the most happiest and peaceful bird. So they all come to the peacock. Are you happy and peaceful? Peacock said, no way. As soon as people see me, they want to put me in a cage. So I don't have any freedom. I think crow is the most peaceful and happy bird. He can fly around anywhere, no fear of anybody, no will put him in a cage or anything. I think crow is the most peaceful. Comes back to crow. So all these birds are actually we. We are looking at one after another. Maybe he is happy, maybe he is happy, maybe he is happy. And we want to get into other shoes. Looking for, if I get that, maybe then I will become happy. And it same mentality comes into the devotional circle also. Sometimes, oh, maybe that Prabhuji, maybe he is happy. Oh, he speaks so nicely. Oh, he sings kirtan so nicely. Oh, he cooks so nicely. So like there is comparison, keep going in and on. All of us have been given with some qualities by the Lord to engage in His service in any particular way. There is no point of comparison with others. Stay peaceful, content with what you have and try to please the Lord with whatever service we can engage in. Not looking for others what they have. So we need to remove all these propensities, negative propensities, demon-like propensities from our heart. Transform our heart from Lanka into Ayodhya. And to do that, there is only one way. How these demon-like propensities will run away? when the holy name appear into our life, when we decorate our tongues with the holy name. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasateva, 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 Gatiranyata. There is, in this Kali Yuga, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way than the chanting of the name of Hari, chanting the name of Hari, chanting the name of Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ramchandra Bhagwan ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So on this occasion of Vijayadashmi, Lord Ram's killing of Ravana, maybe if we can sing 2 minute glorification of Lord Ram. I know it's a little over. 2 more minutes, if everybody is okay with that.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. भज प्यारे तू सीताराम,
सीताराम,
रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम. Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Raghupati Raghav
Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram,
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Sita Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Bhaj Pyare Tu Sita Ram.
रामचंद्र भगवान की
जय.
सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की
जय.
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय.
ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. थैंक यू वेरी मच. प्लीज forgive me if I spoke anything wrong. Correct me if I spoke anything wrong. And if anybody has any comment or question. Any comments, question, any correction?
Who was Sita?
Who was Sita? Okay, so Mother Sita is form of Goddess Lakshmi herself, the daughter of King Janak. As a short answer, I don't know at what level you are asking for the answer. So Sita is Goddess Lakshmi. As when Lord appears, all the Lord's associates, they also descend down to take participate in Lord's pastimes. Another instance of who is Sita is, she is when Ravan was going on to his conquer over all over the places, he saw, I'm not recollecting the name, Vedavati, yes. So she was doing austerities when Lord has come down as very popular name, Srinivas. So when Lord has come as Srinivas, Lakshmiji is in separation. She also comes down and she is engaged in performing austerities as Vedavati. And Ravan is passing into his Pushpak Biman. He saw one very beautiful girl doing austerities. So he comes down and she is under austerity and meditation. He takes the hair of Vedavati. And Vedavati immediately comes out of her meditation. She chops off her hair. Ravana touched that hair. Said, "You have touched my part of my body. I do not want to keep this body anymore. And I will appear again, will become the cause of your destruction." So Vedavati sacrificed herself into fire. And she appears as Sita Devi. And she becomes the cause of Ravan's destruction. And she, there is a whole long story. So I just want to give a short answer. Anybody has any other question or comment?
She's also the Ravini Shakti.
Yes. She is the pleasure potency of the Lord. Lord has three different energies. Internal pleasure potency, Haladini Shakti. So she is the pleasure potency of the Lord, Haladini Shakti. Okay, thank you very much. So please don't leave without honoring prasadam, and we will be